What do we have here? Isn't that my sweet little human? What are you doing here? Waiting for me. In my royal chamber. In my bed. Right on my silk. Sacred corner of serenity and peace. Oh, interesting. I presume you fell asleep then. You just closed your eyes for a moment. You know what I think? I think you gave up and surrendered to that. You do realize I can wrap you in my coils really tightly for doing that? Or maybe that's exactly what you want to happen. I have a feeling you might actually like that. And a lot. And it's so tempting to just squeeze you. But you'll have to wait. Oh, what's wrong? Usually, I get at least a glimmer of a smile from my remarks, but not now. Aren't you excited to find out what I got planned for you instead? Or do you simply lack self-control? You know how serious I can be, especially when there's something I set my mind. You know very well that one swift grip of my tail is all it takes to get you to behave again and teach you some self-restraint. Still, you just can't help it. Oh, guess you truly missed me a lot then. I have to admit, your quiet whimpering is making me want to throw all of my plans away and just coil all over you. I would never do that. And you know it. patient. Oh, but I want you to enjoy it to the fullest. All of it. I have something special planned for this evening. You're my favorite human. After all, that's better. I love seeing you smile like that. And you know what? I think you should know that your infatuation with me is written all over your pretty face. But you're simply love struck. And no amount of pouting can hide that from me. Well, since you already invaded my spacious bed, just lean back and relax. You will have to trust me tonight. I promise I'll be gentle this time. Or at least I'll try to be. We'll see how it goes. Just let me get my oils first. Where are those? Oh, there it is. Good. Now. Yeah. My favorite oil. My favorite tea. Now, stand up. Let me take this armor off. Piece by piece, letting your body breathe again, letting you feel light and free again. Does it feel good? I know. It feels so nice. Just like that. I love taking care of my loyal servant. My knight. Sweet, devoted human, my pet. Missed my tongue fluttering so gracefully over your lips. Over your jaw. Up to your ear. Tickling you so gently. playing with you. Making you shiver. Making you so, so very excited for what's to come next. Was that a little whimper I heard? Does it really feel that good? You didn't have to say anything. I know it does. Of course. It does. You love it when I'm being this gentle with you. Don't you, my good, good pet, my good human? It feels so nice to be praised for a change, right? Now, get down. Let me help you feel even better. Yes, you have my permission. Well, it's not even a permission. It's my order. Good pet. Lay back on my bed. Does it feel comfortable? Soft. Of course it is. These are my silk sheets and my plush velvet pillow. Probably the softest ones ever created. And coziest ones you'll ever land on. I bet these are more comfortable than your modest bed. It is probably so cold. And the fabric of your blanket most certainly feels so rough in comparison to mine, right? Makes you want to stay here forever. Right? Let me sit right next to you. Do you like feeling me so close to you? With my scales. Lightly tickling your skin. My body slowly pressing into you, and my tail coiling all around you, all over your body. Are you feeling comfortable? My human. There's something about your demeanor that I can't help but be so fond of, even if it manifests in such a small and vulnerable human vessel. It feels so nice to be exploring your body, figuring out where exactly your emotional buttons are, cultivating this mutual understanding. And I think I can reach you pretty well by now. So tell me, what's bothering you? Oh, I can see it. But most importantly, I can sense it. Now, go ahead. Share with me. After all, you're the only human who ever had a chance to see me at my most vulnerable moments. It's only fair if you let out some of the worries that might be flooding your mind as well. Yeah. Let them out and share them with me. To hide from me. Tell me, how can I make you feel better? What can I do for you? You're so sweet when you're getting all shy like this. You know that? How about let me try lifting that stress up from your shoulders and send it away. Send it flowing far, far away from here. With my loving shoulder massage. I know you enjoy this so much, don't you? Do you know why I opened up to you in the first place? There was something very unusual about the way you were looking at me. Just like you're looking at me now. No. No, look at me. Looking at me. Usually, people are trying to avoid direct eye contact with me, but they always end up glancing at me at some point. Can tell their curious human nature, I guess. So, when they finally do, be that by accident or on purpose, I can feel their eyes on me instantly. So they always catch me looking back at them. And their eyes usually burn with fear and confusion. I've been quite used to seeing these emotions all the time. But you, there was something different in your gaze. And I couldn't help but wonder what it was exactly. Some unspoken, let's call it, aspiration. Or should I be blunt with you? I feel like it was your desire for me. Perhaps uncontrollable sense of excitement. Realizing that someone as radiant, charismatic, and beautiful as dangerous and powerful as myself is even glancing in your direction, let alone speaking to you. No, there was no fear in your eyes when I first approached you. And that's when it was my turn to feel this sense of curiosity. That thrill of exploration towards a human. That flicker of hope. Probably for the very first time in my entire life. And that's how, through some random twist of fate, you captured my attention. And you ended up in my inner circle, right next to me, back to back, in all our battles, side to side. At our council meetings and face to face at our personal ones in our favorite secluded place, my private chambers. Although sometimes it's more of a face to chest. Look at you, Squirm. My cute little pet. Do I make you flustered? Or maybe even uncomfortable? But I'm only telling you the truth here. It's not something you haven't felt. We both felt it. And we can still feel it. So you should just drop it around me. Give it up. Stop trying to force yourself to mask your emotions around me. I can see right through you. What worries are you trying to hide from me? So, are you afraid that all of this is temporary? Well, everything in life is. Assure you, I'm not planning on giving up on you anytime soon. You're mine. my strong knight. My favorite human and my little sweet pet. If that's what you want, you do. Well, then I am. Forget about these worries. He'll be mine forever. And then some. Yeah. You will. Of course you will. Now you're feeling better. Yeah. I can see. You know, I have a confession to make. My chambers, this deep, warm lighting, this light, flowy curtains, this scent you can feel in the air, brushing over your face so gently. Everything here was created by you, my little pet, to help you relax, give in so easily. So that your body, your mind, and your soul even, finally belong to me. I know you don't want to give up control. You've got too much pride for that. But you'll have to. You'll have to give in to me. Give in to my gentle, yet confident grip. My affectionate touch. Have you ever felt this love? I want you to feel it. All of it. All my love. All my love. Yes. All of it. Lying down with you like this, next to you, so close, face to face, me making this soft, flattering sound with my tongue, sending the shivers down your spine so gently, or looking into your sleepy eyes, watching you slowly give up, slowly surrender to sleep. Only this time, I don't mind that at all. I want you to relax and fall asleep, my lovely, innocent pet, my sweet little human. Just relax, and I will help you unwind. Let me hold you tightly, but not too tightly. I wouldn't want to hurt my little human, so I'll make sure to be extremely gentle with you. And so very loving around you. Now, close your eyes. I'll be there, looking after you, and looking at you, admiring your face, your soft features, my sweet, gentle human, obeying my every single word. Aren't you just perfect? I think you are. Just surrender. Let the dream world wash over you. Cover your mind like a blanket, wrapping around it like my coils are wrapping around your wings. Sweet.